And there's a jot form on the MCCSC website. There's a box on the MCCSC homepage, and you can click it and you can access the form that begins the process. And as far as here, you're right. We've got a room picked out and ready to go. And then the teaching position itself is posted already. And just like for several other spots across the district, but ours is posted, and we've got the room picked out, and we're excited about bringing 4-year-olds into the Marlin community.
And the Marlin community is important here because your pre-K is going to come from the Marlin district. I know people are hearing about this, and maybe it's new and exciting, but we want to keep them in the district, right? If you live here, you're not going to this one. You're going to the one that's closest. So let's make sure everybody – do I have that? I think I have that right.
Right. Yeah, right now we're learning about who will register. And so you're exactly right. Whenever you register right now, your home school finds out. And then that's exactly right. The way you said it is exactly right for right now, as we're learning about who the 4-year-olds may be. And, of course, you know, they may have older brothers and sisters and this kind of thing, and just kind of learning how those pieces fit. And here it's a brand new thing, so we'll be kind of working with families on arrival and dismissal and how the day looks, and we're excited about having those pieces come together.
Yeah, that's going to be a full day for those 4-year-olds. I'll go the same, 9 to 3:40 or 9 to 3:50 or whatever those official times are. Aaron Ritter is our guest at Marlin Elementary School. Okay, project-based learning is what you guys do there. That goes through K through 6. Can you start on that in pre-K, or will that be kind of a different curriculum?
Yeah. So the PBL that we do, the project-based learning, it could very much be part of pre-K for us. Right now, I'm really excited about some of the things we've got going with that. So our second and third graders are working on bringing recycling back to Marlin. They're working on a project for making sure that we get our materials recycled and to the right places. And our K-1 students are working on a garden idea. And so we have a community partner with that, and we're looking at what plants we might use, how it might look. We're kind of in the early design stages, but that'll be down on our right by the pre-K classroom. So I'm sure that the pre-K students will be involved with that in some way.
Of course they will. They're not going to sit still. They never sit
that's
still.
Right.
They never
that's
sit
right.
still at that age, and that's what makes it exciting as well. All right, it's springtime. Valentine's Day, obviously, is very exciting. We know Monday is going to be very exciting as well. No school.
No school on Monday. That's right.
No
President's Day.
No, you don't have to take no learning online. Nothing. Just a no school day. We don't have a lot of those anymore. But that is fun. Everybody's got an eye on spring break and how that's coming up as well. We do have some standardized testing we have to get to, and I bet you've got a big carnival as well before we wrap things up in May.
Yeah, Mike, we've got iRead coming up, and this year iReads for grades 2 and 3 in the district. And so we're beginning that process next week. We've got our first couple of practice tests, and then students will take the iRead right before spring break, that week before. And then our carnival is on the calendar for last Saturday in April, and so we're really looking forward to that as well. We like to use our outside space and really spread out and have a good time, and we always have lots of families and community members present, but that's always a great day.
Oh, it sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. You can almost smell the pollen in the air and people sneezing and the warmth that goes along with all of that. I wanted to remind everybody, if you'd like more information on how pre-K is going to work, coming up Thursday of this week on the 15th at the MCCSC CoLab, the Parent University event, a look at early learning in the MCCSC with a focus on pre-K will begin at 6 o'clock. So go to mccsc.edu. You will find all that information right there on the front page, and that will help answer any questions how that's going to work. And as Adam, as you're telling us, all the details aren't set in stone yet because you don't know if you're going to have 40 kids or 18 kids. So the outline will be there, but it'll be fun to fill in all those details when we get closer to August.
That's right. And Mike, there's a really great early childhood brochure too, and that's also on the website, I believe. But also, anybody who has a student in MCCSC has seen it, and that's accessible too, and it has lots of great information in it as well.
Exactly right, and you can find all that just by going to the MCCSC Corporation page and clicking around. They're not going to hide any of this from you. This stuff is way, way, way important. How are your? Yep. When do you start looking at your enrollment numbers for kindergarten? I know you had the open house, but not everybody enrolls at the same time. Are you expecting more, the same? What's the outlook for 2024 with your youngins?
Yeah, that's exciting. And actually, I've been looking at it even today. We're trying to look out and see what the future holds, especially with adding the pre-K classroom here. But just kind of last year we had, during our open house, we had 15 kindergarten students come toward the building, which was awesome. And then right now we have 36 kindergarten students enrolled. So the open house is really just the beginning. And I would also say that if there's, you know, a family who would have a kindergartner or a pre-K student coming in who missed the open house, that's fine. They could reach out and we could do a building tour at another time or see the building at another time. And we'd be happy to do that for sure.
Yeah, people move into the district later in the year or come in the summertime. You guys always have your door. You don't get all that. The old joke used to be you get all the old summer off. How does that work out anymore? That doesn't happen, does it? No, of course not. There's too many kids, too many good things going on.
That's right. There's a lot of things happening.
All right, buddy. Before I let you go here, besides the, well, you know, the carnivals, that's a big thing as well. Any other big events on the horizon you'd like to share with us before we do call it call full time and get to summertime? I know that's down the road, but any big happenings at Marlin here in the springtime?
Yeah, Mike, thanks for asking. I'm really excited to see how these PBLs unfold as we get into the spring with the garden idea and then also with the recycling. And then towards the end of the year, we also have a run that the students do here on campus that we partner with our PTO for that. And so that's an exciting thing. Our readathon actually just concluded. I'll brag on the students for a minute here. During a two-week readathon, they read over 90,000 minutes. our leading student read over 3,500 minutes.
What did they win?
The leading student wound up getting a gift card to Morgan Stern's bookstore, and then the class that read the most minutes had an ice cream party sponsored by our PTO, so we really appreciate them. But they did a lot of reading, and we concentrated on that quite a bit.
Well, and it sounded like they picked up the book and ran with it. My goodness, that is fun. And dangle that carrot of ice cream in front of them. And holy cow, look at the production rates. Look at those production rates. Well, Aaron,
it does look delicious.
Oh, it has to be. Well, Aaron, brag about your PTO as well. I know they're going to help with that carnival, and your staff at Marlin helps you and all those students on a daily basis make Marlin the best-kept secret here in town, right?
That's right. That's right. The entryway used to say that, and we still like to say it around here. But absolutely, our PTO is involved, and great partners. They're involved with those PBL projects that I mentioned, and then K-6. Right, all the teachers are working on supporting the students and the families, and parts of the things that I just mentioned with readathon, and of course iRead, and the tests that come up, but also on the day to day. Absolutely, working together, and that's part of Marlin, right? That's part of the Marlin community, but you're exactly right.
Well, I'm glad everybody's reading books, eating ice cream, having fun, and having a great Valentine's Day Eve. Have a great time tomorrow. Get everybody onto those buses and safely home, buddy. I always enjoy getting caught up with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Aaron Ritter, he is the principal at Marlin Elementary School. He checks in with us here on a Tuesday afternoon, giving us the MCCSC update.